Welcome to Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater. Your host, Claudio, Renaissance man and bard of WCOM, has opened the doors of the speakeasy to invite you all in. Find a seat and get comfortable in the place where you're always welcome and can always expect the very best. And here's Claudio.
Good morning, Audrey. Good morning, everyone in Radioland. Thank you for tuning us in. We should have a really unique show this morning. Got Jen Chapin calling us from Brooklyn coming up at about 10:10.
That's great.
We've had her on about two or three times, and I love keeping up with her career. She's on tour right now promoting a new album. The new album is actually just called Five Songs.
All right.
And I don't think I'm wrong in this perception, but it has a bit of a European influence, is my impression. Of course, being a European, I would sense that.
And we'll hear a little bit of that, right?
Absolutely.
Good. Play a little.
So to start the show with, I'm going to do my usual thing, and that is to acknowledge the Historic Carolina Theater, our underwriter and sponsor here for the Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater. They've got all kinds of goodies coming up between now and, I think, sometime the latter part of June. The building goes into renovation. They're doing about $1 million worth of renovation, from carpet to, I think, sound and various other projects in the building that should really vamp it up, something that I think Bob Nocek, our new president, is bringing about. So the Carolina Theater that you will see by next fall, or by this fall, shall we say. I keep thinking next. I forget where I am.
Yeah, just you were thinking summer was a whole year away.
Yes, I don't know why I was thinking that. But so there should be some pretty amazing touches when the theater opens again. But again, between now and the end of June, there's still quite a bit coming up. So please check their website, and I think that's carolinatheater.org. So check that out if you care to support that amazing old venue. It's amazing who shows up there. And I think a lot of people that are very capable of filling much, much larger venues like to have the Carolina Theater on their resume. So it's amazing who shows up and performs there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's, you know, they come to the Carolina Theater, and the next thing you know, they're over at DPAC. One of those namesake buildings. And I think I'm going to ask Audrey to plug an event that's coming up very shortly.
Well, it's something that you're going to be involved in, too. Yes. And this is a truly fantastic concert that has been put together by artist, composer, music teacher Michael Danchy from Meredith College.
He's there. He also works with the Triangle Chamber Orchestra,
right?
Which
and
is how I met him.
He's been working along with Walinda Atchley, who's been his music teacher since he was 5 years old.
And she also teaches at Meredith,
right?
Yes.
And this is on. It is a true hands across the waters reach to aid the tsunami, hurricane, and nuclear plant disaster victims in Japan.
Make that earthquake. I think I misstated hurricane. I'm sure.
Oh, I'm just reading this and not
I'm
thinking.
Sure the winds were tumultuous. No,
yes.
that was actually my mistake,
yes,
in penning it that way.
I should have paid attention more.
It was definitely an earthquake that happened there, although I'm sure the winds must have been crazy.
But this is going to be happening at Duke University's Page Auditorium on May 21st at 4 o'clock, and there's going to be something like 300 performers on stage.
They're hoping to get 300, to include North Carolina Symphony alumni, and then who knows, people from all sorts of musicianships will be on that stage.
And you're going to be the narrator.
I'm going to be the narrator, which I'm looking forward to narrating some of the works of the renowned Dr. Suzuki.
Right, because that's where, you know, the basis of a lot of the violin teaching.
Absolutely,
right.
yes, very much so.
Suzuki, there's a philosophy.
There's
and
a spirituality that goes with it,
right?
Yes.
So you're going to be talking about.
We're going to do some
of his writings.
As an MC, right. I think I'll point to it, but then what I'm actually going to do is perform some of the written work.
As a narrator.
We're doing a
right.
selection. We're selecting certain pieces right. that are very powerful, and then I'm going to perform them for orchestra.
But this is really to raise money that will be given to the Red Cross specifically
yes.
for the tsunami and earthquake and nuclear
plant,
disaster.
Which
plant
is still a disaster.
Victims. I mean, they're saying that there'll be a dead zone around there, just like Chernobyl.
I think right now, but what last I heard was a 50-mile radius, which
right.
is quite considerable.
Right.
And it is still leaking, folks. So,
and what gets me is people who will still say, we don't need solar power. I'm going for nuclear.
Yeah.
I mean,
Well, some
what
people
in heaven's name.
Some people just have to get a hit over the head until they're buried, I guess.
Yes,
I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway.
But that, and the name of this benefit, in case anyone wants to know, this is will actually be called the Triangle Area Japan Relief Suzuki Benefit Concert. Long title, I know, but it'll be on May 21st at 4 p.m. at Duke's Page Auditorium. So if you'd like to be part of that, and I know there are a lot of people that that study, there's a whole Suzuki society around here
right.
in the Triangle and throughout the Triangle. And I know that there's going to be a big support base there. But
and if you want to get more information, I would just go to the website mike at I5P, as in Peter, music.com. And that's the website of Michael Danchi. That's, again...
And he can...
Yeah, the website. Just leave out the mic. It's his... I5, the letter I, small, 5, pmusic.com
mm-hmm.
is the
and
website.
They can fill you in at some point, too. Yeah. I'm sure you'll be able to get all the information you need at the Page Auditorium ticket
mm-hmm.
office, so
mm-hmm.
although I haven't been emailed that yet. As soon as I get that, I'll make that public. And we're also going to put together a PSA that we'll have
right.
announced by
right.
DJs here on WCOM.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The closer we get, of course, the 21st is not that far away.
That's right. I can't believe how fast time goes. And it's not just me in my great advanced age that thinks so. I mean, even my kids think that time is moving faster.
The only thing that makes me feel like I'm getting older is watching kids turn into bean sprouts. Well, I must have aged a few years since I saw this kid last.
No, you see, they're getting older. You're not.
There we go. I'll stick with that.
Tell my kids, it's amazing how old they're getting when I'm not.
I know.
We must live in different time frames.
I like mine better. I like staying out of the moving part of time. So Jen Chapin and I believe the entire band, which also includes let me get everybody's name here. They're on tour again. It'll Stephen Crump, who's her husband, and he plays the electric bass and the melodica, and then of course Jamie Foxx, who's the electric guitarist, and Jen. And I'm assuming Liberty Allman, who's a.k.a. Barnacle Jones, electric and acoustic guitars. Dan Reeser, percussion. And, of course, Jen herself is voice, acoustic guitar, and flute. And on this album, they have a special guest, Marco Benevento, pocket piano, and Wurlitzer. So I would imagine either these folks are on tour together or they were just on the album together. But that's where we're going in a few moments. Phone should ring at about 10:10. And we'll take it from there.
Do you want to play a little bit of the
good old
from that album?
Well, at this point, we might be a little too close to the phone ringing.
Too close to the phone ringing.
Yeah, but what we'll okay. do is we'll let Jen pick a cut she wants us to play from the new album, and then we might even go to her former album, which is called Light of Mine, where she sings songs by Bruce Springsteen, Van Morrison, Joni Mitchell, John Lennon, Stevie Wonder, and so on, as well as mostly her own work.
So on the 5 songs, is that all her own work?
To my knowledge, it is.
Uh-huh. I'll have to ask
her that. We better ask her that, because I don't see, and I'm looking at a lot of small print, I don't see anyone else credited for that. But it sounds like her work.
All right. And one of the things we were talking about before we went on the air, actually, is comparing Brooklyn to Carborough.
Oh, yes.
There seems to be such a tremendous creative connection with Brooklyn. I mean, I've just been noticing lately, because I've got the show on Monday dealing with authors,
mm-hmm.
and I'm finding a lot of authors who are in Brooklyn. I mean, we try to, Carolina Bookbeat, we try to make local authors, but if you get a book that looks particularly interesting, then it's a matter of maybe getting a call in from there. And as I've said, when I say, oh, that looks like an interesting book, and sooner I know the author's in Brooklyn.
It's from Brooklyn, yeah. Well, you know, I've always thought of Brooklyn as sort of the street level of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
New York City is more known for its tenements and its culture there. And, of course, the streets are rather obvious. But I think in Brooklyn, of course, I lived in Brooklyn Heights, you tend to be more... I don't know. Your feet are more on the streets. So there's more of a street folk consciousness
it's
there.
It's more of Manhattan always is well known for having these communities, these enclaves all
mm-hmm.
through the island that
right.
are their own little neighborhoods,
little
their
Italy,
own little communities.
Yeah, Chinatown.
Exactly. But all of Brooklyn is like that. It's like one great big neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. And that's a good way to look at it.
Yes.
And of course, you said your mother was...
My mother was born in Brooklyn.
Born there, of all things.
In the Scandinavian section where the immigrants all went to, because my parents, my mother's side, my grandparents came from Norway. And they settled, I think it was called Bay Ridge. Anyway, it was the Scandahoovian section.
The Hoovian.
Yes. So it's, I guess I just have, I was very familiar with wandering around Manhattan and Queens, of course, because I grew up in Queens. But Brooklyn was always a puzzle to me. I seemed to get lost. I would learn how to get to certain places and then... Because it's not laid out on a grid.
Not like New York City, you're right. Because I never got lost in the city, but I also got lost walking around Brooklyn.
Yeah, because the streets are all... Like somebody once described the streets in Puerto Rico, they made the roads wherever the donkeys went. Well, I don't think they had the donkeys in Brooklyn, but maybe it was where the cows were. Because when my mother was growing up, she grew up with cow, you know, dairy farm next to her and stuff like that. So, I mean, that was...
So it
a
was
century
known for
ago.
Its agriculture
it
at one
time. A long
time
ago, right?
Yeah. Boy, has that place changed.
You're not kidding.
Amazing. So how is your homesteading coming along? Have you added any more to that?
I haven't done anything other than to go down there and see, looking for my dogwood. I've got a big dogwood
all right,
tree.
I've got a few of those.
See if I caught the blooms, and it seemed they were just about to bud, and then we had all the rains, and then I didn't get down there, and by the time I went down there, now they're all gone.
I've got this wisteria vine that has attached itself to one of my, I'm not sure if it's actually a true cottonwood or if it's just a tree that somehow got nicknamed cottonwood, but it itself has purple shoots in spring.
Uh-huh.
And now, of course, the wisteria has purple, so I've got this massively purple tree as you come into the property.
Wow.
Which I love looking at.
I love wisteria. The thing is... It can really take over a tree or whatever it's on. And
well, that's kind of welcome to this one, yeah. Because usually these particular trees that I'm talking about, and I think it's called a cottonwood, they have a hollow stem. Mm-hmm. And they tend to live for a number of years, and then the portions of them just sort of die away.
Yeah.
So if Jen's out there listening, at this point, Jen, feel free to telephone.
Yep. We're watching for it.
It's 919-929-9601. Of course, we don't know that something hasn't come up on the other end, in which case we'll play some music here in a few minutes.
Okay. So beyond that, it looks like we've got Carborough Day coming up.
That's right.
And that's this Sunday.
Is that with that's with WCOM, right?
WCOM will be there. Carborough Day. For one thing, at the Town Commons, they're going to be having a... centennial celebration artists and musicians and all sorts of things that will be like in conjunction with Carborough Day, which is all over the town hall, lawns, and et cetera, et cetera. So it's a big day of booths, and WCOM will be broadcasting live from the music stage there because they have bands coming to play, and we'll have a table there with information. As well as other groups and peoples will be there. It's a fascinating thing to go to and lots of fun.
I've actually had some friends tell me they saw our table at Shikori Hills.
Uh-huh.
So,
all right.
The word's getting out.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, why don't we go ahead and play a tune by Jen?
Okay.
She must have gotten caught up in something. Who knows, maybe she's taking care of a kid. Let's play the first song on the album, which is called Paris. Thus you can see my European impression.
Here we go.
This is Jen Chapin.
That we were four by the rainbow at the Tory Fell. Watered coffee, it was just as well to stay earthbound, not to ascend with the multitudes. That we were for venturing for, that we were for racing up the grimy serpentine to the metro past the tightrope line. We walked a long time along the banks with the ducks and the dreamers. That we were for, lingering for, that we were for. Lazy mornings played behind lush green, behind windows framing balcony scenes of many you lives, bringing us into belonging. Is where the to learn. He's such a brave boy. That we were for. Qu'est-ce que c'est, cat? Qu'est-ce que c'est, cat? On fait la maison sans la place climée. C'est juste la fête de nous l'espace pour jouer ensemble. Together we for our belonging.
That was Jen Chapin, and the song was Paris. It's off her new album, Five Songs, and we still haven't heard from Jen, so at this point I'm assuming perhaps something has come up that was it was just nothing she could do anything about, or she's going to call in a little while. So folks, forgive us if there's no Jen Chapin on the phone today. We'll wait and see. I hope there's no family emergency.
Okay, but that was a really lovely song. She's got a
I like her laid-back style.
Yeah, very relaxing.
And actually watching her on stage, she has these sort of this personal choreography, these movements that she makes, mm-hmm. sort of like a dance when she performs a piece. So she's wonderful to watch visually as mm-hmm. well. I saw her, she performed at the Temple Theater and then also in Apex. And those are the two occasions I had to see her some years ago.
Do you know what her tour is? Where does she go on tour?
I don't know. That was what I was hoping right. to interview her about.
Her about
it.
Right.
I've had so little time to be on computer, I haven't been had a chance to look that up. But she is, in case the audience is not aware, she is the daughter of the famous Harry Chapin. Remember mm-hmm. that song, Cats in the Cradle and
right.
the Silver Spoon? Well, that's his daughter. And actually, one of these days I'm going to have to interview her a little bit about her relationship with her father and, mm-hmm. and what influences sprung forth there.
Right.
Because her style is so totally different than his.
Mm-hmm.
He was, I almost see him as a bit of a, in a bit of a Cat Stevens direction.
Mm-hmm.
And her, she's much more ballad.
Right.
Much more
right.
folky, which is really sort of more my cup of tea. But the interesting thing was when I moved, when I ran the Blue Star Bar on Broadway, lived on 96 and Broadway, ran the bar on 106 and Broadway, which is right next to Harlem. So an interesting commingling of energies there.
Uh-huh.
I was not only night manager, but also bouncer.
Uh-huh.
But the fun part was that my boss was also the coach of the rugby team. At what's the name of the university there, the famous one?
Columbia.
Thank you very much, Columbia. How dare I forget? It's only a couple of blocks up the road. So the rugby players would be there every night. And so anytime they saw me have a problem with anybody, they were only too happy to help me. And they'd literally carry these people up in the air and go take them outside. And I'd usually sort of pat them on the shoulder and say, guys, you messed up tonight. You can come back tomorrow. But you blew it for tonight. Go home.
Uh-huh.
And the funny thing was, I heard that they were in some areas, there were a lot more aggressive attitudes. Some things actually broke out in fighting with between bouncers and people they were kicking out. And the next day somebody would come by and there'd be a drive-by.
Oh, wow.
New York can be, it's a fuel keg in some respects, just waiting for somebody to strike a match. And I wasn't going to play with that fire, so.
Well, it's, you know, when you get that number of people in a tight society.
8 million, yes.
Right. Then, you know.
You got to watch your step.
Can go a little. Yeah. And it's a total mixture of cultures. Mm-hmm. I mean, it always has been. New York is a port city.
And anytime you're running a nightclub or a bar of any significant size, mm-hmm. especially if it's a hangout for a mm-hmm. lot of people, you're going to get an interesting mix of cultures and also an interesting mix of, to some degree, the criminal element. You can't stop these people from coming in, or you can't stop them from doing what they're doing. You can put a stop to any of those exchanges going on in the bar, which is pretty much as we could do. But you gotta tread very gently in some of those areas, because you can get yourself wiped out without any attempt at all just by being somebody they don't like. So.
Well, that's one of the things. When you've got a huge crowd of people, it's easier for the undesirable element
or
the criminal element to hide. That's why they seek crowds.
Oh, the Blue Star got so packed at times that you had to squeeze your way through the people to get from one end to the other. But it was one of those experiences in my life that I wouldn't trade. It was
amazing. You talked once about living in the same neighborhood.
Oh, well, actually, the only reason I could afford 96 in Broadway was because a very good friend of mine from Switzerland who at the time was the food and beverage manager for the United Nations Plaza Hotel, so he was quite well-to-do, rented me a room for the price I could very easily afford, and once he moved back to Switzerland, I could no longer afford that neighborhood, so I moved to Brooklyn Heights, and I got a little railroad apartment for $1,200, which... It seemed like a lot of money for what it was, but it was a beautiful neighborhood. And I lived on the corner of Hicks and Cranberry, which is right around the area where I think Jen herself grew up. It was behind the promenade on that side. And I remember I would walk my dogs to this area where the animals played, and there was a plaque on the left wall. I think it was part of a school building that was dedicated to Harry Chapin, her father. So there was some involvement there, perhaps... Harry Chapin had, dedicated some things to that school or willed some things. I don't really know what the whole story is. But I remember being very aware of the Harry Chapin name while I lived there.
So how did you get to know Jen?
Actually, it came as a recommendation from a mutual friend. Mm-hmm. And at the time, she was also performing at the Temple Theater, my friend Peggy Tapper and so on. And they just thought that she was somebody I needed to have on my radio show. And this will, if in fact she does call... And I'm assuming at this point that something must have come up in Brooklyn. Those Brooklyn roads. this would be her third or fourth time. And I've also interviewed her husband, Stephen Crump, the bass player, and also Jamie Foxx, the electric guitarist. And he had some history with one of my favorite bands back in the day, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. So it's an interesting little circle. But we've stayed in touch over the years, and every so often I touch base with her and say, got something to catch us up on, let's have you back on the radio. And that's kind of how this came about. But I'm really sort of getting a feeling that something must have come up today.
Right.
So my game plan with that will be, if you can't hear the interview, I'm going to let you hear some more music. Why don't we play Cut 5? It says Go Away. That's the title of it. This is on her new album. The new album is simply called Jen Chapin 5 Songs. What you're about to hear is called Go Away.
I love when you go away. Then I get to clean up the mess you made. Stare through the streaks in the glass all day. Here with the boredom I begged for, hey. Get to stay here with my fantasy. to see is they might be small, but okay. Don't want a thing but to finish my coffee.
Right, that was nice.
Yeah, I like her little funky style. Well, it looks like, folks, that we're just going to have a relaxed morning with the music of Jen Chapin, and I'm assuming something rather dramatic has happened in Brooklyn. I hope it's not too dramatic, and we'll try and make up for actually having her on. Well, she may still call in today, but if she doesn't, we will plan the interview for another day. I'm just slightly at a loss. I hope everything's all right. I find myself a little concerned about it.
Yeah.
But... So her and Stephen Crump and Jamie Foxx and the gang will likely call in another time.
Go ahead and talk for a minute. I'm going to see if the dial tone's working on this phone.
there's an idea. See if the actual WCOM line is working. And yes, it is. Now, I'm assuming something's going on them Brooklyn roads.
Yeah.
Because it's not like Jen not to call in right on time.
Right.
So that was Go Away. And I have to talk to her. Well, that was one of the things I wanted to get into her mind about, is to, you know, what inspired some of these poetic expressions. We're also gonna, as we proceed, we're gonna play some work from her album "Light of Mine," where she does a really interesting rendition of "American Skin," also known as 41 Shots" by Bruce Springsteen, about how how dangerous it is to live in your American skin these days.
Interesting.
That's an interesting
point.
But let's go on with, I think you like the one that's called Spare Love, which is the second cut on the new album, 5 songs.
Yeah, I just curious as to the wording there. So.
Yes, I don't really have a lot to say right now, so we'll go some more into music, and I think we've both got something to say after this Spare Love routine.
Okay, let's go.
And your story has all-
And that was Spare Love by Jen Chapin. Not Love I Have to Spare, but Spare Love.
That's just the title reminded me of a poem I wrote 199 years ago.
Uh-oh. Giving away her age.
Yes. I'm going into my third century.
She's here with her best friend, a willow.
But I remember the last two lines. I can't be sure I could recite the whole thing, but the last two lines were, bittersweet is the taste of an hour spent in something not quite love, something not quite meant.
I think,
and it's like the whole idea of spare love.
Yes, we have those moments quite often during our times.
Uh-huh. Anyway,
that's nicely put, though. I'd like to hear the rest of that poem sometime.
Yeah. It starts, I know the first line is, bittersweet is the sound of a silver horn quivering in the smoke light, exquisitely forlorn.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes on, and then it ends with the what I said to start with, yeah.
Well, let's switch CDs.
I lost the middle.
Let's switch CDs, because I don't want to play Jen's entire album, but I do want to play some more of her earlier works. Let me get that out. There we go. This is called Light of Mine, and we'll get to this in a minute. What I'd like to do, since Audrey just gave a little poetic rendition, I'd like to dedicate a poem to a friend of mine, a wonderful classical pianist who is on tour presently with a Brooklyn Ballet Company, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh. I said everything connects to Brooklyn.
Somehow it's a Brooklyn day, whether yes, we like it or not here today.
Right.
And her name is Melody, and I'd like to, and I hope I can remember this entire poem, a poem that upon reading one of my books has come to mean a lot to her, so I'd like to recite that and
all right,
give her more than just the written version. This is called Pilgrims on the Pathway, which is actually also the theme to an earlier spiritual book I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
But this was actually an excerpt out of my book, Seafarers. It just seemed to fit in that book as well. But it goes, it's something I'd like to dedicate to everyone. It bespeaks friendship. Pilgrims on the Pathway. Strong is the spirit that knows its own light, obscuring the wrong from the path of the right. Like the eyes of an owl ever piercing the night, and rejoicing in life as it dances in flight. We are all shepherds and we are all sheep, some of us waking whilst some of us sleep. And lost in the moment when the child is awake, we reap of the laughter only friends may partake. To live in the heart without limit by time is the gift of a friendship such as yours and as mine. Like the touch of the healer upon wounds unseen, ours is the childhood that follows the dream. We are the pilgrims upon the path of the soul, redeemed from the fragments as we strive to be whole. And we'll follow the rivers, the pathways and trends, to the ocean of reaping of the laughter of friends. And that's
I
to all
like
of you out
that.
There.
I like that.
Especially Melody.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
Thank you. I really enjoyed writing that piece. It was a sort of a spiritual awakening for me.
Yeah.
But I truly find that friendship is probably the highest thing we can strive for on this plateau.
I have felt that.
We are fortunate. We are fortunate to feel that about family.
Mm-hmm.
And really, when you feel that about a lifetime friend or someone that's gone through thick and thin with you, someone you know you'd die for or mm-hmm. would die for you, it doesn't get better than that.
Well, they say friends are the family that you choose.
Absolutely, yes. Not the one you dropped into.
Yes, and if you're fortunate, as you said, you're dropped into a family where you do find friends.
Yes. Slowly but surely, I'm finding elements of that in mine, because I finally, because of my own stubborn will, come to respect the fact that I'm an artist and I'm not going to be a blue-collar worker. That's mm-hmm. just not what I was designed for, and mm-hmm. I've never been much in going against my design. So,
right.
Still trying to figure out what that is, but I know
yes.
it's...
Well, we're works in the making.
Yes, all of us.
I remember one of my
God
kids.
Isn't finished with me yet,
yes,
thank you.
Yes, exactly. That's one of my kids gave that picture of that to his grandmother one time, saying, God isn't finished with me yet. Just kind of was asking for a little bit of patience.
I saw this I see this as very suburban, but a friend of mine who just moved into suburbia had one of these like an apron he was putting on to work in the kitchen, and it said on the back of it, God meant for somebody to understand me as a challenge. I think that must have been meant for his wife. I have no idea when he purchased that particular thing. So let's go to Light of Mine, and okay. I think it might be appropriate to start, even though it's a rather dramatic piece of music. The second cut, which is called American Skin, and also goes by 41 Shots. It's a Bruce Springsteen number as performed by Jen Chapin on her album Light of Mine.
Take that ride across this bloody river to the other side. 41 shots cut through the night. You're leaning over his body and
that was that American was nice. Skin.
Very nice.
I like to style on that. I know Bruce Springsteen's a lot more dynamic with that, but I think there's obviously room for doing it with a soft touch.
Right, right.
I'd like to style. She also does songs by Van Morrison, Stone, Joni Mitchell, John Lennon, Stevie Wonder, and Radiohead. And also David Bowie, Starman, she does that one. I think the next one we'll do will be Into the Mystic here in a minute.
Okay. Or
shall we go in that direction? This will be a Jen Chapin morning, despite the fact that she's not here. I'm sort of at a bit of a loss because I was planning on interviewing her. So I feel like there's only half of us going on in the studio today. I had my mind so set on an interview.
Right.
You can find out more about her tour and everything else by going to www.jenchapin, that's JenChapin.com. And in the meantime, we're going to play some more music, and this is her rendition of Van Morrison's Into the Mystic off her album Light of Mine.
Than the sun. Yeah, the bonny boat was won as we sailed into the mystic. Hark now, hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul spirit fly into the mystic. When that foghorn blows, thou will be coming home. When that foghorn blows, I'm gonna hear.
And that was Into the Mystic.
And we're just checking now to see maybe our phone hookup is not working.
We're just
trying
to see if we have a problem, if Jen has in fact been trying to call in and it just didn't light up our little light meter there and telephone.
The call was from 609 area code.
Oh, 609.
That could be. Sorry, folks, we're just trying to troubleshoot here. Don't know if we've actually got a problem with the phone here in the studio, which is possibly the reason that Jen couldn't get through.
Right.
Or what the deal is, but I say we play another short song and sign out with Jen. Jen, sorry for whatever's gone on. Did you already return the CD?
Nope, it's I still have it in here.
All right. So why don't we go? Let me find one that's a little shorter, so we don't spill into too much time here. Actually, none of the time is mentioned. Let's go to Lullaby number 11. We're signing off with Jen Chapin. This is Claudio's Speakeasy and Radio Theater here in the studio with Audrey Layden and yours truly, Claudio, signing off after this tune.
Jumped off the pickup, called out our things, rolled down. Down to the banks, a grand river boat awaited us there. We floated downstream, tossed out every care. Then our eyes fell down to stare unto the sunken city. Now rest your eyes and clear your head. Dream of greening treetops instead of the whining. There's a mining ways of the world.
Well, folks, that was Jen Chapin, and if you sensed me being somewhat at a loss today, that's because I was really focused on some interaction with Jen Chapin, and she just wasn't able to call for some reason. We know that everything in the studio works, so it had to be a situation that was going on in Brooklyn. So, Jen, I hope all's well, and let's try this again for another time, even though she wasn't here in person on the phone. She was plenty here in spirit by way of her music. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Until next time, this is Claudio Speakeasy in Radio Theatre signing off. Cheers.